Hi, this is probably quite a short podcast, although I often say that and it ends up not being, so we'll see what happens. I've recently, the last few days, been becoming very, very aware of the power of wild food. And it's just been highlighted to me again this morning, really, because I've been eating, you know, not much really. I've been sort of semi-fasting and just eating like some wild food, really, like things like nettles, dandelions, plantain, bits and pieces like that. And like a quarter of an hour ago, I'd been doing some foraging again, and I'd put the wild stuff in a pan just with a little bit of onion and a bit of garlic. And I was feeling how vibrant and alive those plants are. And I was realising the power of the wild food to like change our DNA, so we are more like part of nature again, rather than part of the control agendas and the sluggish, like couch potato type human energy that I think a lot of the foods that we get from the system make us. You know, I think these things are literally changing our DNA. They're changing our nature and how we interact with nature or don't interact with nature, as the case may be. But in this meal, I decided to put some of the organic spelt flour that I've got in, because I've still got the program running about how I need to make sure I've got some proper, like, so-called substantial food that's going to give me like either carbohydrates or proteins, and it's going to give me a lot of calories or whatever. But the spelt flour in it kind of wrecked it, really, because after eating that, I feel really sluggish, you know, and I didn't use loads by any means, and there was hardly any oil in the pan, you know, so like the vibrational change is massive, because I feel like, you know, before I ate it, I feel like I went from a world where if I carried on down that path purely, like eating as much wild food as possible, you know, because that food that I cooked before, I'd literally picked it 10 minutes before, you know, so it's as fresh as possible. It's got a lot better nutrition because it's not in depleted farm soils. So it's very, very, very powerful, the wild food. And just feeling the difference of going between feeling like if I eat that, I'll be able to tap into the understanding in the woods that we're near at the moment, you know, like I'll be able to feel more connected with all of the plants and the trees and the animals and life, which is what it's about, really. It's about the power, it's the vitality, it's the pure energy of real living plants. And the difference between that and farmed plants is absolutely gigantic. You know, I mean, that'll probably sound quite nuts if people are just eating normal food, but genuinely, if you actually like cut a lot of that stuff out of your diet, even just going on to like eating raw farmed food is a massive vibrational change just in and of itself, you know. But then transitioning more to wild foods is, you know, it's really eye-opening. I mean, it has brought bits of my trauma up that still need healing, because I feel like when you eat the stronger, truer, higher vibrational foods, it does kind of send a message to your body that it's time to cleanse, that it's time to clear out everything that's holding you back from being the most vital, fullest, present version of yourself on the planet. You know, so anything that's standing in the way starts to come up to be processed and healed. But I think that's a good thing, really, because we do need to clear all that crap out of our systems. But just, I think the main thing I wanted to say was just how massive I feel the difference is. Like eating the carbohydrate, the spelt flour, and like I say, it was organic, you know, it was, you know, and it's the spelt grain, it's not the wheat and stuff. But it's so, like, I feel so much like heavier and claggier, and like, my, you know, my throat, I had to cough earlier because like I feel more as if I'm more clogged up having that. So I'm definitely wanting to walk down this path of eating much, much more wild stuff. And I don't feel like I want the heavy carbs at all. You know, I don't feel like that's helpful, really. So, I mean, obviously I'm talking for myself from my own personal journey. if it's relevant for you, go for it. I mean, if you're in a terribly cold climate and you feel like you've got to eat loads and loads of carbs and protein and whatever else to cope, then that's a different thing. But as far as like vitality and being more purely present in the moment in nature, with nature, I feel like the wild foods can't be, they really can't be beaten. It's so powerful. And, you know, it's like major respect to these plants as well. You know, like when I take from them, when I cut, I don't take much. I try and respect when there's little people living on the plants. You know, I don't take the plants that they've already kind of owned or bagsed, you know, because I want to respect all of nature, really. And I don't want to just kill off a whole family of little creatures because I want that plant, you know. So I feel like it's hopefully teaching me to walk more in balance and more in right relationship with nature, to get that balance back, because humanity in general is just being a destructive force on this planet, where we're taking and taking and abusing and raping the planet and all the plants and all the animals. So I feel the more we can step back into right relationship with all the other beings that share this planet with us, we get to move forward, we get to appreciate the beauty on this planet again, we get to be a part of it instead of an abuser of it. And I think I'll leave it at that for now. And wishing love to everybody, and wishing a hell of a lot of love to all these wild plants, because they're amazing and I really, really appreciate them. Thank you.